Just finally, over the last, I don't know, 9 months or so, I've been really struck in terms of Upeka. I think it probably was in the Nyaponika Terra reading that we had earlier today, where he talks about the fact that metta, karuna and mudita are pervaded by Upeka. And that word pervaded has just stayed somewhere in my mind and heart. And I don't know what's happening. Something is definitely sort of turning around in relation to it. And as I said earlier today, we looked pervaded up, Googled it, and it just had these words that actually are so appropriate. Be perceived in every part, permeate, fill, suffuse, be present and apparent throughout. And, you know, just having that sense with the Brahmaviharas, you know, metta as the roots and the trunk of the tree, you know, the root of the whole mandala of practices, and the branches of the tree going out, karuna and mudita, the work that you do with that metta, karuna and mudita, just the rub between karuna and mudita, particularly the understanding that arises in relation to it, and then that just pervading metta, karuna and mudita, just pervading karuna and mudita. Metta. It's just so beautiful. There's something just so beautiful about the whole coming together, you know, and just lifting metta, karuna and mudita onto another level all together. It just feels as though that's very much where my heart is at the moment, just resting with that, feeling it, as I said this morning, very much as a point of freedom to take further.